All right. Good morning, and welcome. It is live radio and live Facebook Live here for our community connection today. I hope everybody is trying to make the best of this situation with the snow and ice. I know that sometimes we all have to adapt. I'm Tom Davis, and our program is brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home. We have the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra in with, not the whole orchestra.
Yeah, all 50 of us.
Yeah. But Karen, what's going on?
Oh, good morning, and thank you for having us on this beautiful February morning.
You sparkle. She always sparkles, doesn't she, Lauren?
Bring some sunshine.
What's going on today with the symphony?
Well, we do have a concert coming up. It is our Valentine Reflections of Love.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to announce that it was scheduled for this Saturday night, mm-hmm. but due to the inclement weather, the ice, the cold, the snow, we had to make an executive decision, and we are postponing it until next Saturday.
So the Valentine's concert is postponed till next Saturday with the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra.
February 20th.
Okay. I think some people might be breathing a sigh of relief on that.
Yeah.
So, Lauren, what's the show going to look like?
It's
a week late.
It's going to be a Valentine's concert. It's great fun, and we're real excited that it looks like it'll work out to actually do it, that we didn't have to cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been difficult to even think about getting players in for rehearsals, let alone a concert when it's negative wind chill outside, mm-hmm. you know, and we want as many people as can to come and enjoy this music. Mm-hmm. So, I think people will still be receptive to some lovely romantic music, even if it's a week late. It's a Pops concert, so it's going to be great favorites of a romantic sort, from movies or pop songs or all sorts of stuff. So it'll be fun. It's a wide variety.
Oh, yeah. Everything from Merrill Gardner to the Doors.
Yeah. I'm going to be wearing my tight leather pants and no shirt for the Doors for lighting the fire. But
Wait.
I didn't tell Karen that.
Poor Karen here.
Oh, no. We're trying to get people to come to the concert, aren't we? Yes. Okay. Sorry.
No. I can handle the tight leather. I don't know about the no shirt.
Good thing I didn't mention Moon River.
He's good.
Yeah, really. He picks up on it. Okay. Put up punk. Yes, it's a wide variety. Mm-hmm. Love is a mender. You know, people of a certain age in particular will mm-hmm. appreciate a lot of these because a lot of these go back to the 60s and 70s maybe, or even before. There's some great movie songs and some music by Morricone, who's one of the great movie composers, and Piazzolla, who's one of the great tango composers, mm-hmm. but also wrote music for movies. And as well as standards like Love is a Many Splendored Thing, April in Paris, Moon River, as you said, Misty, you mm-hmm. know, Errol Garner, great, and so many others. So it's going to be a fun concert featuring basically the orchestra. There will be a surprise soloist or two in there.
Leave it at that.
Who's okay. actually...
Yeah.
Yes.
But the whole key is the band's getting back together.
Yeah.
That's really it. You know, it's been 3 months since we gave our concert in November, and it worked out so well with all the safety procedures we did for the players mm-hmm. and for the audience. And so we felt that we could probably pull that off again, and mm-hmm. that's exactly what we're doing.
How are we working this with tickets, Karen?
Well, the tickets, people that do have their tickets, of course, you know, you're not going to be issued new tickets.
No, so bring the same ones.
Yeah, just bring the same one.
We're on the same page, aren't we?
And especially for the dinner and concert that we're having.
Oh, yes.
If I am going to be emailing those people, and if they do still want to get out for Valentine's Day, that should not be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
They can still go to the Copper Restaurant, and their name is on the list. They'll be honored. And if they don't, but they just want to have the dinner and come next week, I don't think that'll be a problem. Their name will be on a list, and they can have the dinner and concert next week.
Good. I think Rick will be okay with that.
I don't think I have to email him and let him know, but I don't think there'll be an issue with that.
I don't think so either. Well, this is going to be fun once we finally kind of thaw out a little bit and warm up to the
we're hoping that, you know, it sounds like that by the time we get to the weekend, at least, next weekend, it'll start to be on the upswing, perhaps.
And once again, we want to remind everybody, if you're just tuning in, the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra, we're putting off the Valentine's Day concert till next weekend. Mm-hmm. Next weekend. Your tickets will be honored. It'll be great.
February 20th.
Yeah, there you go.
So, that should work out for everybody. You know, our players also come from all surrounding regions. They come from the north, from the west, and, of course, from the Tulsa area, as well as local. And so that's also one of our big considerations. You know, these people are going to be driving at night for rehearsals, going home at 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock at night. And so that's another big consideration, that even if the concert might be doable, we want to keep our players safe in those days leading up to the concert. And
so they might be excellent drivers, but the folks are out there with might not be
That's always the case. It's always the other people. It's never us. But also, you know, it just, you know, what I discovered, and I think we've all discovered in the last few days, is that even if you can get to where you're going, getting those 20 feet from the car to the building could be a real adventure.
Yeah.
So, that's the other consideration, of course, is that we want people safe. Mm-hmm. And so I think that by a week from now, we should be in good shape.
Very good. Now, Karen, if folks want to go to the website, of course, they can see what else is coming up, too, beyond February 20th. And I understand that you guys are putting it together pretty good, pretty well.
Yeah, for the next few months, we're going to be extremely busy. In March, of course, we're having our concert that features our young artist competition winners. And being that our winner from last season wasn't able to get on stage because we had to cancel our March concert last year, Carly Poole will be performing with the symphony. And this year's winner, which is a fantastic pianist, who is Joyce Yang, she will also be performing on stage. So that's going to be an exciting concert. But beyond that, in May, we're coming up, once the sun comes out and people are wearing their flip-flops again, then we're going to be having a chocolate wine pairing.
Well, and there you go.
Yeah, I mean, wine and chocolate, what could be better? And that's going to be May 13th. And because of COVID still lingering around us, we're going to be having that on the outside balcony of the Bartlesville Community Center.
That'll be nice and scenic, too.
Yes, especially it's going to start at 7 o'clock, so watching the sunset and drinking wine, having a nibble or two of cheese and chocolate, it's going to be fantastic. And you can always contact the office for tickets for those. And also our big event of the season will be our bingo. And that's going to be exciting. It's going to be really fun. That's going to be outside at Unity Square. We're going to finally get to utilize Unity Square.
Good.
And Maria Gus has been doing the honors of being our MC. Mm-hmm. We're going to be having food trucks there from local restaurants that have trucks. Shorty's Grill, Smoke and Gumbo is going to be there. So if people get hungry while they're playing bingo, it's just going to be a lot of fun. 50-50 from 5 to 7, and then regular bingo afterwards. We're going to have fantastic prizes. Bring your lawn chair, bring your blankets, bring your kids, bring your dauber.
There you go. Bingo, gumbo, and shorties. I like that. Oh, my. Oh, goodness. Well, I need to mention this real quick for our commuters here. Highway 60 between Okisa Road and Osage Hill State Park is closed westbound. We do have an accident. So once again, you know, old man Winter is...
And that's a treacherous part right there in around Okisa. Boy, yeah.
Just kind of winds.
And then coming down that hill this side of Okisa, that would scare me to death.
Ooh, boy. Well, once again, we're postponing. We're not canceling the concert. We're postponing till next weekend, where it looks like Yep, it'll be a little warmer. We'll be in the thaw for a belated Valentine's. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. We'll call it belated
Valentine's. And we should mention that we did, if people were following our publicity for the season, we did have soloists scheduled for this concert.
Yeah, we did.
Kelly Ford and Don Ryan from Tulsa. And we opted, again, in light of COVID, to not have singers on stage. Maybe we'll have them next season. We'll just see. But they're great performers, and we are sad that we couldn't use them this year. But hopefully they'll be back. And I think that what we're providing as an orchestral concert is just going to be lots of fun.
And also looking out for the audience, we're not going to have an intermission, so people don't walk around as much.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, you know, interacting.
Intermission, intermingle.
Yeah.
Right. The community center has been wonderful through the fall and on through now, mm-hmm. in really having great procedures set up for the audience of entrances and exits and seating assignments. And it's made it very comfortable, at least from our perspective, as far as we've seen, for everybody on both sides of the footlights. So
it's safety first.
Yeah.
It really is. And we talked about it last fall. The orchestra is in a very different situation. We've pulled up all the curtains, pulled out the shell, separated everybody 6 to 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
We're just spread out, even almost into the wings. And everybody's masked, unless they're blowing into their instrument. And it's a whole different performing setup. But it's interesting, that's a sidelight, that there have been many masks developed that allow you to put a mouthpiece up in there somehow and
to keep your nose covered, but your mouth somewhat exposed.
And then a lot of players have been playing with masks on their instruments.
Oh yeah,
yeah. On the end of their oboes or trumpets, they have a cloth mask. But in any case, we
I want to see one on a sousaphone. I want to see how that works.
I've seen them.
Get and, of course, you know, masks are required for the audience as well.
Sure, yes.
So we are taking all precautions.
Well, this is great. And if people want to know more about the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra, not only for ticketing purposes, but maybe get a little historical perspective, see what's coming up. And if they've got, like, maybe, I don't know, a couple hundred dollars, a couple thousand dollars to burn, how they could be a part of the plan to keep us up and running.
Exactly. All of that money that you didn't spend going out this past year.
Well, we've got the place to go.
It's burning a hole in your pocket. You know, our pockets are kind of emptying out a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you can always go to our website to donate or just look around to see what we're about. And that's www.bartlesvillesymphony.org. Mm-hmm. To buy a single ticket for any of our shows, you can go to the Bartlesville Community Center.com's website or call their box office.
Mm-hmm.
You can always call my office at 918-336-7717.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you set up.
Very good. I want to thank you both for coming in here and braving the elements today.
Thank you.
And be very careful on your way out.
We will. Yeah. And hope to see everybody in a week and a half at our concert.
Okay, we'll spread the word. Thank you very much. We've got more coming up right here on K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too